The 21st annual Learning to Walk Together Traditional Powwow is coming up this month here at Northern Michigan University. And with me to talk about it are the current and former presidents of NASA, the Native American Student Association. The current president is Alicia Paquin, and the past president is Amanda Weinert, who probably is knee-deep in this project, even so after losing the title to Alicia this time around. Thanks for coming in to the both of you. This is a very busy event to put all the planning together, and it probably takes a lot of your free time, doesn't it?
Yes, we've been planning it pretty much since November, when we finished wrapping everything up with our First Nations food taster, and we're coming to the tail end, and it's exciting.
Yes, it is. In fact, it's coming up very soon. What is the date for the event?
Saturday, March 15th, mm-hmm. and that'll be at the Vandeman Arena. We have grand entries at noon and 6 p.m., and we have a feast over at the Jacob Eddy Center.
Oh, it's being split up between two different venues, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. We'll have the powwow all day long at the Vandeman, and then the feast will be over at the Jacob Eddy at 4 o'clock.
And why is that? In past years, it was all at the Jacob Eddy Center, and then it moved to the Vandeman Arena, but why is it now...
We have it at the Vandeman Arena so we can bring in more people, because mm-hmm. we usually expect around 1,500 people, and I don't think that many could fit into Jacob Eddy. And the Jacob Eddy, we have the feast there to thank our head staff and our dancers and our singers, and everyone's welcome, but mostly it's like to feed the people that are like helping us celebrate. So... And then the lovely staff at the Culinary Arts Kitchen, Chris Kibbett and his crew, they help us out.
I see. Because usually at traditional powwows, people bring in the food.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a feast for everybody. But in this case, Culinary Arts is taking care of that?
Well, they help us out. We have a lot of volunteers come in. I don't know the exact numbers right now, but we always have a lot of people giving us their time. So that's really helpful. And then right now we have... We have more NASA members than usual, so that's excellent. And
more volunteers, more hands into the
mix. And then Chris's students help us out too.
I see. Alicia, what would someone be able to expect when they come to a traditional powwow, especially if it's someone you're trying to describe this to who has never been to one of these events?
I did an interview with Marquette Monthly, and I got asked the same question. So it's up free to the public, or it's not free to the public. It's free for NMU students, but mm-hmm. for the public, it's $5. But we invite them to come out to enjoy our cultural teachings, and we're just open to everyone coming in. So what they can expect, we're going to have a dance exhibition, drum competition, hand drum competition at the feast itself. And if they do have any questions, NASA members are available, or the dancers, head staff, anybody will answer their questions for them. So mm-hmm. we just want to invite everyone out and know that they're welcome to our event and to celebrate.
And having been to a few myself, it is a very colorful event.
Yes.
Especially with all the regalia many of the dancers wear when they go into the circle and dance.
Yes.
Will members of the public be invited to dance occasionally as well?
Yes, we will have intertribals, or there will be special songs such as mm-hmm. the sidestep or round dance, and that's also open to the public to come out. And usually we have the head male and head female come in first, and then they go, they start the song, and then everybody else can come in and dance.
I see. Okay. Now, besides hearing the drum circle and watching the dancers, what else is happening in the powwow itself? What other things are there?
I think it's also a great learning experience, mm-hmm. as our name suggests. And I think anybody attending can be expected to be immersed and welcomed into a pan-Indian culture, because it's a place for... many tribal nations to gather and celebrate our vast languages, traditions, arts, songs, and dances. So there'll be a lot to absorb and learn firsthand instead of...
Do you have vendors or anything
yes,
like that as
we
well?
We have mm-hmm. vendors that will be set up all along the Vandeman Arena, mm-hmm. and they'll be selling beadwork, books and
other traditional crafts and so forth. Yes. Okay, great. Now, you said the first grand entry is at noon on the 15th, and then the second one is at 6. Mm-hmm. Is that right after the feast is done? Is that how it's being set up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, what else would you like to add about this event that you think would be interesting for the public to know about?
I think it's very important. The UP, the Upper Peninsula, is a central location for five of the tribes across the UP. So there's going to be a different amount of tribal groups that are there. So we're all Native American, but the majority up here in the Upper Peninsula is Ojibwe, and I'm Odawa myself. Mm-hmm. We have the same kind of traditions and teachings, but like different dialects of language, and but we all come together, and it's just nice to see like how everybody just comes together if they're from different, have different backgrounds, kind of.
It seems that no matter what the cultural background is or ethnic background it is, it's always music that binds everyone, doesn't it? Seems to be that way?
Yes.
Yes. Hence the drums. How many tribal drum groups are going to be performing?
We have our host drum, Bawatin, coming from Sault Ste. Marie, and we have four invited drums, which is Buffalo Bay Singers, Stone Boy, Little Horse, and what was the last one? I forgot. There's like one more. I'm sorry.
But if you go to the powwow, you'll be able to hear them.
Yes.
And it's amazing singing.
Yes.
It's just
four
amazing
thunders.
Singing.
Oh, yeah. The Four Thunders from Berga. Yes.
Yes.
That's yep. So we'll have five different drum groups, and then we have our head staff, head female and head male coming from downstate. And then our head veteran, also coming from Minnesota.
Very good.
We have, everybody's coming, all our head staff is coming from different locations just to come to this powwow, so.
Well, it should be a wonderful day of getting everyone the opportunity to immerse themselves in Native culture and just enjoy some great singing and drums and probably a wonderful feast. It usually is, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Again, the Learning to Walk Together traditional powwow is coming up on Saturday, the 15th of March, beginning with a grand entry at noon and again another at 6, both in Vandermeer Arena, which is in the what we call the Hyper Building, the Health, Physical Education, and Recreation Center on the corner of Fair Avenue and Presque Isle. There's also a feast down at the Jacob Eddy Center, which is just off County Road 550 to the northwest of the Hyper Building. And that's beginning at 4 o'clock on the same day with help from the NMU Culinary Arts Department. I've been talking with Alicia Paquin, who is current president of NASA, the Native American Student Association here at Northern Michigan University, and past president and probably one of the many volunteers as well, Amanda Weinert. Thanks a lot for coming in. Miigwech.
Thank you.
Yeah, Miigwech for having us.